I think that I'll continue the oral transmission of this to finish this one. At least that'll be good. Yeah. I think they hit the lower rhythm. The lower rhythm suffering. In the lumbering. I think it's a little bit like, you know, Africa or somewhere. Which country? There's for so many years, so much torture, so many people got killed, but the rest of the world doesn't know. The rest of the world doesn't know, is not aware. In you know the place? Huh? Rwanda? Rwanda. Yeah, it's Africa? I heard so many years. How many million people? For 5 million, huh? 4 million. Huh? Is it 5 million people or something? But there's so much happening, you know, but the rest of the world, never brought to the world. That so many years of so many people get killed, so much suffering. It's a little bit like also Tibet. I mean, due to his illness, with Nobel Peace Prize, and then, you know, more known and respected, come to know his own qualities. And his own qualities, his compassion, wisdom, so so it came a little bit known, but still not much, just a little bit known about Tibet, you know, here and there, a little bit shown on TV, but very short, but rest is not known, not shown, not known. So it's like that. So there are many examples like this. You know, this in a similar case, the lower realm suffering. So I'm using similar example, you know, in the human world, similar that. So here, the lower realm suffering explain the teachings. So like that. not so much known. It's happening. All those heavy sufferings, nobody is being suffering in those realms, but unknown, unknown to the human beings, devas, you know, unknown to the human beings in the human realm, unknown to them, unknown to the devas, surasuras, you know, something like that. So, like even situation, even the very close, even the situation in Tibet, even the all the suffering they've gone through. I mean, more people can be known now, but still, I think, known and unknown, there's most number unknown, so it's like that. In many parts of the West, unknown, and I don't know how much is known to the public. You know, maybe especially in China, maybe the public doesn't know about Tibet, how much they've gone through suffering. So it's like that, the Lord is suffering here. Yeah. It exists, you know, but it's there. Only those who meditate, one of those who explore, one of those who learn Dharma teachings, Buddha, Omniscient One, in a kind of know that. I guess the hell is like many religions. I think they have the the explanation maybe not the same, but yeah. There's a Giti Rinpoche, Giti Rinpoche. That Giti Tenshi Rinpoche. Tenshi means not actual teacher, but not actual guru teacher, but his Tenshi is like substitute of teacher. you help in debating, you know, giving us or debating for training, for helper, for studying, for studying philosophy, helper, debater, to help debating, and then also maybe answering that, who helps, things study, not actual teacher. So, some high lamas, like Sanatana Lama has a censorship from, I think, Sarah Chit, Garden, you know, the Garden Changzi Shatze, Debung, Roseling, Gomang. So each poem, I think probably, probably from each monastery, I think, I'm sure. Very learned, extremely top learned ones to help, but not actual teacher. It's a censorship. So like, this on a second censorship, which is like that. Then, of course, later, become guru, you know, to initiation. I think the commentary of the Lama teacher's teaching, Lama the path to enlightenment commentary that some Dalai Lama took from his second tradition, but also some initiations. then, so Giti Tenshi Rinpoche, I think the Tenshi to Giti Rinpoche instead. So Giti Rinpoche has one manager, monk. So Giti Tenshi Rinpoche told me one time he had experience of hell. He didn't die. You know, he didn't die, but probably, you know, maybe sleeping or something. So he actually had experience of hell. Maybe, I don't know, maybe some subtle mind, I'm not sure what it is. So, he had, hell realm. maybe the ground is salt or everything is salt. Whole ground is salt or something. Maybe everything is fire or something. I'm not sure. I don't know how long, but unbelievable. So then after he had, after the, I think it's not just dream. Yeah, Rinpoche said he actually had, Kisenba said he actually had actually experienced hell. Rinpoche said something, you know, very sad. Something, similar our life, daytime. Not just dream. So after he had this hell experience, then he said, since he had the experience of hell, then he just non-stop recite, continuous chant prayer, non-stop. Non-stop. Rinpoche said, now I don't know how he see dream, but he had this non-stop, continuous chant, you know, non-stop, because so scared, So scared. So I think, so meditating on the Lord, it helps to not waste time, to not waste precious human life. You see? And it gives courage, gives force, courage to, you know, to renounce the meaningless activities. So, more you understand lower realm of suffering, then it's very easy to abandon meaningless activities. Very easy, no difficulties. Before that, so difficult to practice Dharma, but so easy to engage in meaningless activities. So easily drawn into that. So easily get sleep in that. Or so easily get drowned in that. So much time for, you know, for delusions. So to do, you know, meaningless activities, it will be this life, for the happiness of this life. So much time, but no time for Dharma practice. So busy for that, but see, no time for Dharma practice. So there is time, but the time is gone for, there's time, but time is gone for the other one, not for Dharma. So there is time. because not aware the result of negative karma, the sufferings of the lower realms is most unbearable. So not having really understanding or not having really real understanding faith, you see. So not known or even one think there is, but not do not feel so unbearable, so become more kind of intellectual or sort of, that didn't have the realization that how it's fate that most how it's most unbearable, and one has to remember every day. Then that's how one is able to bear hardships, to practice Dharma, and to abandon meaningless work, no difficulties to abandon delusion, no difficulties. There happens similar. And that mentioned in the Lamrim teachings, one monk, Sarnath or somewhere, this is a story from Sutra. One monk had a actual suffering one night. So, where there was a river Ganga, so could not see any one drop of water, and had so much suffering of pretta, and so the proof is that it wasn't a dream, but there was actually. Experience was because his robe was other side of the river, hanging on the tree or something. So it was not a dream actually, because next day his robe was actually there hanging outside the river tree. So therefore it's not it's a dream. It actually had the experience overnight or something like that. Didn't remember details, but that's so this in the short the kind of short term experience like that. How to develop the spiritual realizations and that relate to suffering of the lower realm, lower states. Although the topic of meditating on the suffering of the lower state is taught separately from how to perform the act of taking refuge, the ideal way to practice them is to take refuge right after reflecting on each aspect of lower states. Still, a powerful and effective instruction for the novice practitioner is to meditate initially. Where's novice practitioners?
Beginners. Beginners.
For the novice practitioners, is to meditate initially on the suffering of the lower state alone, separately from the act of taking refuge. Then, after gaining the first stage of experiential realizations, you should cultivate the two practices jointly. Among the areas of three lower states, begin by meditating on the suffering of revivals, which is the first of the hot hells. After generating the perception that you have actually taken birth there, contemplate its suffering as though you are really experiencing them. You may think it would be agonizing to be born in such a place, but I am only imagining this. It is not a real experience. Though it is just your imagination and not a real experience, your mind contains the seeds of accumulated and undiminished karma that have been power to hurl you into the revival's hell. So have no doubt, when these seeds are activated and rendered potent, in the limb called being, you will definitely fall into that place. In the limb called being. I'm lost. If it frightens you now merely to complete such a place, what will you do when you are actually born there? Contemplate how you will actually endure suffering like that. Contemplate how you will manage to bear such a long lifespan. Meditate alternately and with conviction then on these two ideas, that you have actually been born there and that you are certain to be born there. When you developed an intense desire to seek immediately a means of liberation and a refuge that can save you from this peril. And this brings on such great apprehension that you even lose your appetite for food. That is the measure of having generated an experiential awareness of the suffering of the lower states. Likewise, try to meditate in the manner that was just described, intensely and with single-minded determination, until you generate the realization that relates to the individual sufferings experienced in black lines. Compression, screams, great screams, conflagration, great conflagration. I'm sure. I'm not sure the translation. Hot and great hot in Venice. 사와라도 사와. And unrelenting torment. What's relenting?
Unceasing.
Unrelenting torment. After that, apply this same method of contemplation to the four great adjacent hell regions. What adjacent?
Neighboring.
Adjacent hell regions. And the eight cold hells. Don't reflect as though you were watching some remote spectacle. Reflect instead that you have actually been born in these places and that you are certain to be born there. After meditating intensely on what you will experience there and how you will have to undergo terrible and intense suffering for a very long time, and unbearably strong pain will penetrate your heart as before and cause you to lose all contentment. When you develop an intense desire to seek a means of liberation and refuge that can save you, this is a mark that you have generated a proper realization. To enhance your practice when meditating on the suffering of the hells, read the descriptions in the sutra on well-composed recollection. The Tampanyasa, mindfulness. And examine carefully the specific suffering of these regions as they are depicted in drawings. After doing this, reflect. As soon as I cast off this physical form, I too will become a victim of these very same conditions. What shall I do then? Recalling this again is the best way to improve your practice. Recalling this again is the best way to improve your practice. So it's the answer. After that, so it's somebody's question, how to improve the practice. So here's the answer. After that, generate a state of awareness in which you imagine Nagarjuna explained, you see, that one must remember the sufferings of the hell realm, hot and cold. One should remember every day. if one remember, recollect them every day, then you see, then it's then there's no difficulty to practice Dharma. to abandon desire, the delusions. See. no hardships to practice Dharma, because you are able to see the shortcomings of delusion, so you don't follow the delusion. So now only the hardship is one follow the desire clinging to this life. One will follow the delusions, then one will find difficult practice Dharma. The difficult comes, one will follow but the minute when you don't follow delusion, then there's no difficulty to practice Dharma. that itself is, when you don't follow delusion, that itself is Dharma practice. one must stop following delusion. So another way of explaining what Dharma practice is, So one must stop following the delusion, the three-person mind, and attachment clinging to life, attachment, then the more pure Dharma than that, attachment, not following the attachment, even seeking. seeking this next life's future life, samsara, samsara happiness. They're more pure than that. understand by ignorance concept of true existence. they're more pure than that is understand by self-cherishing thought. Dharma. so then what's that? Then on top of that, there's tantric, the dharma, tantric practice, path, the pure thought and pure appearances. Then there's isolation of speech, isolation of mind, illicit body, unification of those two. This is a result of inefficient normal learning. So, great scholar that knows all the sutra, tantra, all those hundreds of volumes by heart, can explain, can remember from the heart, everything can, all the teachings of Buddha, all the scriptures, can remember and can explain from the heart. All the commentaries. however, the very meaning of Dharma practice, Dharma practice. However, that is. One in the life, when one follows delusion, then when one follows delusion, one of one's actions become work for the, you know, one of one's actions, even meditating. listening, explaining Dharma. However, if it is not against delusion, not against, not opponent to delusion, but harmonized to the delusion, it become work for the delusion, service for the delusion. Then it doesn't become Dharma. Even doing a retreat doesn't become Dharma. if it is harmonized to delusion, if it's for the delusion, then it didn't become Dharma. So, whenever one stop following delusion, that is Dharma. Whenever your actions become opponent, remedy. Whenever your actions become remedy to the to your delusion, that then that that time becomes dharma. So dharma. So the whole point is very simple. What it means is if it's harmonized to delusion, then it's not dharma. If it's a remedy to the delusion, against delusion, then it's dharma. So that becomes dharma. Even say, even dancing, singing, so forth. Whatever. If it become an antidote to delusion, antidote, remedy to delusion, become dharma. Or else become real dharma. So, see, and other action. Become antidote or remedy to that delusion, then become real dharma. So that so one continuously reflects every day, and then one has a realization of the Lord's realm of suffering, then nothing else in the mind to think as a dharma. In the action, nothing else to think as a dharma. So I think become like that. I think so easy. So, like Gen Chambong said, so easy. So easy to practice dharma, but so difficult to not practice dharma. So difficult. So you find the easiest one is to practice dharma in the life. So then it happens after realization of impermanence, death, realization of the Lord realm of sufferings. So that easiest the one is dharma, because you see after that, generate a state of awareness in which you imagine that you have actually become each type of hungry ghost and animal. Though at this time you haven't really become these beings, your mind is a storehouse filled with the myriad forms of projecting karma that will surely cause you to be born in there before very long. So reflect. When that happens, these are the experiences I will undergo. Then ponder all the activities you will engage in both while walking and at rest. When you actually take birth as different types of hungry ghosts, or as dog, a donkey, a worm, a bird, a deer, or so forth, also ask yourself, how will I be able to endure all this? to enhance this practice, read as well about the suffering of hungry ghosts and animals as described in Sutta, well-composed collection. meditate in this way until you think. I wish I could close the door to the lower state in this very moment. Or how wonderful it would be to find a means of closing it right now. Let me stop here. Oh, this one, not so long. Part 7. Training yourself in the practice of taking refuge. After generating, as described, the realization that relate to suffering in the three lower states, you will also develop the desire to find a refuge that can save you from this plight. When this occurs, you are ready to contemplate how the Triple Gem is the only true refuge and to reflect on their various qualities. You will elicit a mental transformation by reflecting for about 7 days on the four reasons that explain why they are a worthy object of refuge. After that, meditate on the Buddha's physical, verbal, and mental qualities and on the qualities of his activities. Do this in accord with your intellectual powers, either in brief, by following the explanation that appears in the Lamrim writings, or in detail by following those presented in the major philosophical treatises, such as the two ornaments, the higher science, and the like. The measure for having generated the proper experiential realization is to develop an intense faith that cannot be reversed. Meditate similarly on the qualities of Dharma and Sangha, either in brief as taught in the Lamrim or in detail as taught in the major text treatise. The measure for having generated this realization is again to develop a strong faith that cannot be overcome. Through having recognized the qualities of the systems, Triple Gem, that is our teacher who is teaching and those who practice the teaching. After eliciting a realization of this topic, do the same for each of those in the section called Learning the Distinctions. The measure for having generated this realization is to be able to apprehend clearly the distinction associated with each aspect of the Triple Gem. After eliciting that realization, go to the next topic, which addresses how to take refuge by professing faith in the Triple Gem. Reflect, I accept my Guru and the Buddha as the one who teach me how to find refuge. I accept the Holy Dharma Gem as the actual refuge. And I accept the Sangha as the companions who helped me to find refuge. The measure of this experiential realization is to gain the conviction that you could accept only the Triple Gem with such strong faith, because no other teacher, refuge, or followers are their equal. After generating this experiential realization, the next topic is to take refuge by disvalid.
That's not.
What? Ali. The next topic is to take refuge by disavowing faith in any other tradition. Reflect carefully how our teacher, the Buddha, and his teaching are the sole point of entry for those who seek liberation, and how they are superior by virtue of possessing six distinctions. Reflect as well on how other teachers and their teachings, such as the doctrines of Bon, the Tikkas, great worldly gods, and all those teachings and teachers different from Dharma, are integral in that they possess six opposite distinctions. Though reflecting thus bring forth a heartfelt conviction of how our Supreme Teacher, his teaching, and those who follow it are the sole refuge, and how no other tradition whatsoever is a true refuge. The measure of realization is reached when these keeps you from generating. Even though slightest thought of wanting to take refuge in someone else, after that you will elicit a mental transformation by meditating for about 7 days on the benefit of taking refuge, also for about a week on the precepts to be observed. So exert yourself with a heartfelt conviction, because it does not take very long to generate realizations of the meditation topics associated with the taking refuge. Study and reflect on the explanation found in the major scriptures. Learn as well to meditate on them with a single-minded determination. For the virtuous qualities of the Triple Gem are as vast as space, as numerous as the grain of sand in the Gangas, as deep as the ocean. Moreover, the three realms are too small to hold the merit that is gained. For the virtuous qualities of the Triple Gem are as vast as space. No. This one I can understand. It's correct. Maybe it's correct. No, I mean, that is also correct, but there's a quotation of sutra that when we take the benefits of taking refuge, when we go for refuge, then the merit we collect, if it's materialized, then even the whole space, even the whole sky won't fit, not enough. So going for Japsong, song is past, so already went for refuge. Relied on Buddha Dhamma Sangha. See, if the benefit is materialized, the merit that you relied on, that you took refuge of Buddha Dhamma Sangha, it's not saying, the refuge vow with the ceremony of the Lama. With a ceremony and prayer with the Lama, it's not just saying only that. It means any time, whenever we begin our practice, it begins with a refuge. See, like that. Whenever you take refuge in our daily life, Buddha Dhamma Sangha, whenever you learn Buddha Dhamma Sangha. So, the merit, if it's materialized, even the three galaxies, counting one universe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like that, one whole entire universe. with the sun, moon, the whole entire, you see. One, two, three, four, 1,000. Then one, 1,000 like that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then, 2,000. Then 2,000 like that. I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then, 1,000 like that. So the, third, that's the, so this is called Dongsum, Dongsum, Dongsum. Dongsum. So it's like that. All the universe, or galaxies, one galaxy, two galaxies, and then, not sure what universe or galaxies, what's bigger, or Sam, not sure. So either one glass, two glass, two glass, then it's 1,000, then that 1,000 glass, but that 1, 2, 3, 4, then 1,000. Then one, the, then like that, 1,000, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, then come, I can come 1,000, so like that. So even that many glasses or universes here, 3,000, you know that, 3,000 like that is small. For the merit to fit, each time when you take refuge, each time when you take refuge, the merit reflect. Each time your heart allows, each time taking refuge is done, the merit that you collect is, if it's materialized, so come soon is trilam, don't soon is, so like that, you know, 3,000 glasses of universe, so maybe come soon trilam, I'm sure, so small, doesn't fit, so much merit, and also, whatever practice we do, by taking refuge, we do the practice, then the merit is double, the merit is 100 times. The merit, merit increases 100 times. This was, it's meant, I think it's in Sharon Bichio. Maybe it's in Sharon Bichio. For the, the person, you know, living in the morality, abstaining from three negative actions, and living in the morality, abstaining from four negative actions of speech. So that person's practice, is that Buddhism or not? Is that Buddhism or not? He hasn't taken refuge. He hasn't taken refuge. So not, is Buddhism not Buddhism? person who, doesn't rely on Buddha Dhamma Sangha, but abstain from living the morality, took vow, living the morality, abstain from three negative actions, the body, and four negative actions, speech. Living those moralities, so that, is that person's practice in the Buddhism or not? So it's not Buddhism. Yeah. Is that that person practices the Buddhism? Is that person practices Buddhism or not? Huh? Is Buddhism or not? Is it Buddhism or not? Hmm?
No, I don't think it's necessarily a Buddhist practice. I think, I mean,
that person's practice.
It could be a Christian practicing.
It's not Buddhism.
Well, what is it? It's just a label, isn't it? It's a label in some ways.
It's a lighter.
It's a label to call someone a Buddhist, is perhaps just to put a label on somebody.
No. I'm talking about is his practice. Is he living this morality? Is he abstaining from five, three negative karmas of body, five negative karmas, four negative karmas of speech? Abstaining. Is that, Buddhism or not? The practice is living the morality. Is that Buddhism or not? That person's practice.
I think it's a Buddhist. It's a Buddhist practice, but I don't know whether you have to be a Buddhist to do that.
So his practice is Buddhism. His practice is Buddhism.
He is doing a practice the Buddhists do.
So he practices Buddhism, but it's not Buddhist. He practices Buddhism, right? But it's not Buddhist. But it's not Buddhist. He practices Buddhism, but it's not Buddhist.
Oh, I think that's what I'm saying, yeah.
So that means all the Christian monks and nuns that practice Buddhism, because they have certain they abstain from the three negative karmas body and four negative karmas speech or not?
No.
Do anybody know?
No, they don't.
Huh? Who's there? Oh, there, here. Yeah. Of Nirvana, where? Oh, so. Huh? Huh? What? Not here? Yeah, so. it's that. From teenage karma's body and phonic karma's speech, living in morality.
It's not. They take vows, poverty, chastity, and obedience. I don't think so.
I can't see it. Oh, yeah. Go on.
So, what is the question?
the Christian monk does living in morality, abstaining from three negative karmas of body and four negative karmas of speech.
Yes.
They have, I think, ten commandments. Ten commandments. But the last part that may not be same, but generally there would be similarity.
There's similarity.
Ten commandments, right?
Yes.
So they do have living the morality, precepts, the abstaining from killing, certain conduct, and stealing. Then living the morality, abstaining from telling lies, slandering, gossiping and they are harshly speaking. So they have, right?
Yes.
Okay. So,
Yes.
Is a priest. She's a priest before.
A Methodist minister.
A minister.
Protestant, not Catholic.
Protestant minister.
Yes.
Before. I met you. Kishi Sopas?
Yes.
So, how many years ago?
5 years ago, I guess.
So I met her there, Kishi Sopas place, when I went there for Kishi Sopas, the 1 month course. Mm-hmm. 5 years, right?
I think so, yes.
How long you did the minister?
18 years.
Oh. Somewhat Benabu Chöni has strong karma through things from past. Naturally, practice Buddhism. Okay. So that's all. That's all. Good thing. Yeah. So. So all the kitchen monks, nuns, they practice Buddhism. No, doesn't matter what they call or not, but is it they're practicing Buddhism or not?
Yeah, I guess you'd have to say they were practicing the Dharma, which...
Not Buddhism.
Well, I just don't know whether they would call themselves Buddhist.
No,
really.
It doesn't matter. I'm not asking what they call themselves.
Okay.
That wasn't the question yet.
Okay, they're practicing Buddhism.
They practice Buddhism.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, that. So they practice Buddhism. Does the Buddhist nuns monks practice Christianity or not? Because they, I mean, the reason is the Christian. I think Christian came before Buddhism. No? After? So anyway, the Buddhist monks, they practice also Christianity. Because they practice, they're abstaining from 10, abstaining from 4 nikamas, living morality, abstaining from 4 nikamas body, and living morality, abstaining from 3 nikamas body, and living morality, abstaining from 4 nikamas of speech. So they are practicing Christianity.
So
are they practicing Christianity?
The Buddhists are practicing Christianity.
Yeah, Buddhist monks.
Christians are Buddhist practicing monk. Buddhism.
Is the Buddhist monk practicing Christianity or not?
It's very hard to say. I would say they're both practicing Dharma, but I don't know whether I would say they were practicing what. You know, a Christian wouldn't say they were practicing Buddhism, and I'm sure a Buddhist wouldn't say they were practicing Christianity. But I would say they're both practicing the Dharma.
So none of them. So okay. So now the Christian monks, nuns, they don't practice Buddhism, but they practice Dharma.
They both practice Dharma,
but not Buddhism. okay.
I don't know. I'll have to give in. I'll have to give up because I don't really know the answer.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Your action to become Buddhism, you see, it has to be done with refuge, realm Buddha Dharma Sangha. Otherwise, it doesn't become Buddhism. Just to clarify.
That's what I thought I said first.
What?
that's what I thought I said in the first place.
Yeah. So what is the person's actions of Buddhism not defined by the so the person, like in the case of the morality. So what is Buddhism not? The divine, what is a refuge in the heart, reliance of the Dharma Sangha, you see. So about that. And they, from that they can achieve good rebirth next life. difficult to say, it's perfect human rebirth, that may be difficult to say, but human rebirth, they can achieve from that. They can achieve that. I think even Hindus, for example, to be able to be born in the form realm, you see, they have to see that desire realm is only the nature of suffering. So they have to have renunciation. So renunciation is the, so that includes renunciation to this life, which is desire realm, you see. So, and then that, and looking at the form realm as a long life peace, no sicknesses, many qualities, and the desire realm, you know, short life, and there's so many sicknesses, so many sufferings, you know, problems like that. So you see only desire realm, only suffering. So would you have renounced? Would have renunciation to this life, is it in the design? So then, form realm as quality. so that is objective, and then they achieve they practice shamatha, the nine level, which is nine level, the one punish concentration. So when they achieve shamatha, the preparation is done, then they achieve the actual body of the. Continual, precise. concentration. it's called Tibetan Sanden Jungushi. So that's how they get in the forms from itself. So. it becomes dharma. The meditation, stretching, whatever. Is it they have renunciation to this life? The desire, not this life, but the whole desire realm. The whole desire realm. They see total nature, and then look at the form realm. Form realm is quality. Shamatha. They get it upon there. even looking at the form realm as a natural suffering, then they get bored that happiness, pleasure derived from meditation, even they get bored of that, this is suffering, then they look at the seek for the formless realm. detachment to the formless realm, seeing what is happening. Then looking at better to be in the formless realm. So, so the meditation, you know what, it become pure dharma. And then they achieve the higher with the formless realm, see. But not necessarily, Buddhism. Through Hindu, they can do that. So, it is done. It becomes dharma because detached, because it renounce attachment. The attitude is you see detached to this life. So it becomes dharma, and the action done with that meditation done, it becomes dharma and pure dharma, but not necessarily Buddhism, not just Buddhism. Because that doesn't have refuge, Raj Bhutan Sangha Sutta. So in the even Hindu religion, they have these things. So in some ways, it's also inspiration to us. So this is the very first practice of Dharma, very first thing to do, very beginning of Dharma. So it's so in some ways it's inspiration because so even Hindus do that. So it's almost so yeah, it becomes inspiration. It may not necessarily, recite the prayer. So the prayer, see, mainly having refuge in your heart. realized with Dhamma Sangha, but with the by understanding the that they have the qualities, the power to liberate oneself from the not only realms as from suffering, samsara. and then other cause. One is the faith that they have the qualities, power to liberate oneself and the, from the sufferings, samsara. Other ones, the useful fear of the fear comes with wisdom. Fear with wisdom, understanding the how the samsara, how your samsara is nature of suffering. So this to cause then with whole heart rely upon action, with whole heart rely upon them, that mental factor is the refuge. That mental factor. then of course Mayana, then there's extra causes, compassion for other symptoms. That's one. Beside those two other causes, then there's a compassion to all, compassion to symptoms of suffering. Then with these three causes, your mind qualified these three causes, then with all heart level, with Dhamma Sangha, so this Mahayana refuge. So if this is there, the life is there, so yeah, that's the main thing. probably the words design it to say maybe the say to make it stronger. So there's all this advanced merit one correct as I mentioned before. So generally with the refuge, I guess with the refuge, then if you do the practice, then that becomes Buddhism. Morality or practice of morality or meditation. If you do with the refuge, but Dhamma Sangha, if you do Shinya meditation, then become Buddhism. But without refuge, without, if there's no refuge in your heart, even if you have realization of Shinya, if you're able to concentrate on pointedly for eons, it's not Buddhism. It doesn't become Buddhism. So like that. then also basis of all the vows, Padamaja vow, refuge is the basis of Buddhism, Padamaja, Buddhism, Tantra, all that. And draw of the Buddha Dhamma. Refuge is the draw of the Buddha Dhamma. If you have refuge, then you're not interested with the Dharma. You're an outsider. And by having refuge in the mind, in the heart, then you're an insider. the Tibetan called Nangba. Nangba means insider. Moreover, the three realms are too small to hold the merit that is given. By recognizing and developing faith towards even a portion of them, so devote yourself to this practice earnestly and vigorously. Okay, so we stop there. Earnestly and vigorously. So the tea time made is correct to balance the balance, made the Buddhicitta be generated with one's heart, one's family members, and the house of all the all of us here, in the hearts of all the all the students, benefactors in this organization, and those who give it their life to the ones doing service in their meditation Buddha, in the hearts of all the sentient beings, particularly in the hearts of everyone in this world, and in particular, and the leaders of the world, and in the hearts of all the terrorists and those who give so much harm to the world. Without delay, the same thing, which is made to be increased. Kadirabe Kurve Shinghande Pendante Vamalu Jivin Chere Sionwa Tintin Jato Yeshabe Siddhe Bhadu Tintyo Roche. The past, present, and medical material is able to offer limited scars benefit of syndemic teaching of the Buddha, like Lama Tsongkhapa. By having the same quality with me, Salama Tsongkhapa has from now on in all my future lifetimes, in every second to be like that. Is there anything left? Is there any dedication for the to be an recitation? Anything left or have done? Yeah. Finished?
Two of them. There are two left. Third session. Due to all the mass, the three times created by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and all other sentient beings, may whatever I experience, good or bad, suffering or happiness, sickness or health, praise or blame, gain or loss, good reputation or bad reputation, long life or death, even being born in the hell realms, whatever I experience, may it only be of benefit to sentient beings, that which causes all sentient beings to achieve enlightenment. By myself alone. Due to the merits, the three times collected by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and all other sentient beings, wherever I am, whatever universe, world, country, area, or place, just by my being there, may the sentient beings who are in that universe, world, country, area, or place never be reborn in the lower realms. May they immediately be liberated from all disease, spirit harm, negative karma, and defilements. May they achieve enlightenment quickly by actualizing the whole path, especially bodhicitta.
immediately stop war, famine, disease, torture, poverty, and intensify out any undesirable things that happen in the world, immediately stopped, and the baby experience personal cause of that. Did all the past, present, future merits granted? Did all the past, present, future merits granted by me? Did I merits granted by others? And that which the what exists that which exists is what is merely left by mind. What doesn't exist? All these merits the part that which doesn't exist that it is what appeared to us and believed a real merit, a real merit appearing from there. That was totally non-existent, empty. May the I, who exists, is what was merely labeled by mind, what doesn't exist, who do not exist, is what appear, what normally appear, real one, appearing from there, which is believed true, so it's a total non-existent, empty. Achieve what was enlightenment, which what exists is what is merely labeled by mind, what doesn't exist is the what appeared real one, in the sense appearing from there, which is believed as totally non-existent, empty. And all the and lead all the sentient beings who exist who are merely labeled by mind but who don't exist is who appears to us the real one, in the sense appearing from there. that part totally non-existent, and empty. To the Vajradhara's enlightenment, which exists, what is merely labeled by mind, what doesn't exist, what appears as the real one, in the sense appearing from there, which is totally non-existent, empty, right there. By myself alone, who exists is who is merely labeled by mind, but do not exist is I that appear real one to one's mind, in the sense appearing from there, who is totally non-existent, empty. Did he get all the merits to be able to follow her ex and visit Buddhist Swarm Dhamma? Mr. Gosha is the real Ajay Sai, did he get all the merits? In the same way, three times does he get the merits. The other parts of it, which are made of problem, three times, but may as soon as we should be specific immediately. And all the words of them. May they find fit in their statue, they will go to the chapters of it. As quick as possible, as when I complete the abiding in this world, in the middle of the comes, we must be able to enlighten all something as quick as possible. Next slide, that. then not there. able to, then, so. All the rest of the projects, building holy objects, so forth, offering service to the sanghas, east west, then the social service, the social services, all whatever is planned to be succeed immediately by everyone needs. and every center to be most beneficial to all sentiments, able to cause faith and reducing karma and cause repentance, compassion, belief in the heart of everyone, and spread love and love. And may all the projects, whatever they have, be successful immediately. So, able to provide all the needs to the general teaching with Buddha, particularly Lama Tsongkhapa, is being spread in all the directions, being refreshed by even this world, by completely exercising with one's heart, one's family, all of us here, and the organization of the Buddha House, yeah, all the organizers, all the people who do service here, of course, and the house of all the student benefactors, and those who give up their lives to the organization doing service in everyone's heart. complete exercise in everyone's heart in this very lifetime. without leaving a second.